Well, here in this country, there are just 75 days left until Election Day, and we've been looking each week at the race in a different congressional district. So let's get to this week's district profile. Today, we are looking at Michigan's 11th district, where Republican businessman David Trott will take on Democrat Bobby McKenzie. And joining us now is Jack Lessenberry, senior political analyst with Michigan Radio, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Jack, welcome.
Good to be here.
Jack Lessenberry, first, just describe the district for us.
Well, it's a Republican district, not over hopelessly Republican. It probably has about a 57% Republican base. It's mainly in the Detroit suburbs of Wayne and Oakland County, but it has some Democratic components. It's a district that voted for Obama in 2008, but not in 2012.
And the Republican candidate is David Trott, a Michigan businessman and lawyer. Let's listen to him here in a recent campaign ad.
Serve everyone with excellence. Treat people with respect and compassion. Tell the truth and own up to your mistakes. As a husband and father and lifelong resident of Oakland County, I'm proud of the values I've learned here.
Dave Trott, award-winning businessman and job creator.
Tell us about David Trott.
Well, David Trott, maybe all those things, but he's best known locally for making a lot of money through mortgages and mortgage foreclosures. The Detroit Free Press, the largest paper in Michigan, did a huge investigation of his practices that did not make him look especially good, and talked to a lot of people who actually said they could have bailed out their homes, but Trott's firm was merciless and foreclosed on him. But he certainly has made a lot of money, and he is the choice of the Republican establishment in Michigan.
And he is going to be facing Democrat Bobby McKenzie, who is promoting himself as someone with experience on the global stage. Here he is speaking at a Kiwanis Club event last month, answering the question, why are you running for Congress?
I was a senior advisor at the State Department. And prior to that, I established a center in the Middle East, working as a project director, working with senior officials to try and establish a center that would better understand and mitigate Al-Qaeda's recruitment of young kids. And I want to bring that problem-solving skill set here to Southeast Michigan.
So, Jack, what more should we know about Bobby McKenzie?
Well, Bobby McKenzie's problem is that all those things he said, he in fact did do. He's a very bright man. However, in this district, what people care about is being able to find a job, being able to have their children graduate from college and be able to stay in Michigan. In fact, McKenzie told me on another occasion that the main reason he came back was his younger brother had graduated from college, wanted to stay here, couldn't find a job for 6 months, and went to Chicago and found one in a week, which might resonate more with voters. He had a very difficult campaign. He was recruited by the new Democratic chair to run for this, and he was challenged by a doctor, a physician with no prior political experience with a lot of money who spent lavishly, and a woman, a former talk show host who is seen as sort of a perennial candidate and as a bit bizarre, and said falsely, as far as I can tell, that McKenzie was really a CIA agent. But he managed to win his primary.
And what are the big issues? Because as we heard there, he is talking about some foreign policy stuff, and Trott is talking about being a job creator. What do people mostly care about there?
People care about jobs, and people care about jobs and employment and their children's prospects. Michigan, as you likely know, is a state that's gone through enormous economic upheaval. It was a state where any person up till 10 years ago, 20 years ago, could graduate from high school and get a good job in some kind of manufacturing industry and live essentially a middle-class lifestyle. That's not the case anymore. And I think those are the main things on people's minds. Also, some things locally, there's an enormous issue about road funding and education funding and the cost of education. But it's kind of odd that neither of these candidates is speaking especially to that. And this district sometimes sort of goes with national trends. And the demographics of the district are going to favor Republicans, but it's not a sure thing slam dunk.
Has there been a lot of outside money coming in?
Actually, there's been a lot of inside money on the part of David Trott being able to. He's partly self-funded his own campaign. It's notable, however, that two other Republican millionaires spent more lavishly than he did and failed to win nominations. But he's also getting Republican money. the DNC has given some money, the Democrats have given some money to McKenzie, but they're basically waiting and watching and seeing if this district is going to be competitive. McKenzie's best chance here, I think, after watching politics in Michigan for a long, long time, what McKenzie needs to do is start talking about how he's going to help voters and a little bit less about the Middle East. Trott's great vulnerability is that he is known as a foreclosure banker. And in suburban Detroit, everybody knows somebody who has lost their house, who has been foreclosed on. And somebody in Trott's profession is about as popular as an undertaker in the Wild West. So both of these people have to sort of move out from themselves. Again, Michigan, this is seen, of course, right now. Off-year election is always better for Republican. But Michigan is becoming more and more a blue state. As of right now, the governor, Rick Snyder, the Republican, is in almost a dead heat race with his Democratic challenger. The Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate, there's an open U.S. Senate seat, but the Democrat has been pulling ahead. And Michigan may be sort of counter to national trends. It could be a more Democratic year in Michigan than elsewhere. We just have to wait and see.
Jack Lessenberry, senior political analyst with Michigan Radio, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Jack, thank you.
My pleasure.